1350 KMAN.
Happy Tuesday. Good morning. Brady Bowman with you on this edition of KMAN's In Focus. We got a great show for you today. A little bit later in the show, we'll have two state representatives. We'll have Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan starting at 9:30, and then Representative Sidney Carlin of Manhattan. She'll be calling in around 9:45, and we'll have both Phillips in studio, Carlin on the phone around 9:45. So look forward to that. Right now, though, we're going to talk a little bit of Pike County business. We have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhofen and County Clerk Nancy McCarter in studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, and I understand that passed the budget yesterday.
With a 2-1 vote.
With a 2-1 vote.
That's correct. And I'm guessing you probably know it was myself that voted against it. Just to, I guess, start off, you know, the budget process starts back months in advance with department heads and outside agencies submitting their request to our county administrator, Robert Reese, and his department. They take that information and data and start to compile it all together into what becomes our budget. And then there gets to be the big challenging questions. Some of those questions are, how are we going to handle the growth in the county? Who's to pay for it, and where's that money to come from? Also, at the same time, it's the questions of where and how are we going to keep maintaining the stuff we have in place? We also have a number of facilities that are always needing work and done, just like any house.
It's a balancing act, no
doubt. It's a balancing act. And then you have a number of outside agencies asking for requests in that, and you know they're constantly facing struggles as well. I think it's just a human nature for us to always have some sort of struggle financially. But at the same point, I think we've got a lot of great opportunities here within the county in that. And overall, we do have a decent budget. I think there's a lot of room for still improvement. That's why I believe that I could not vote for it.
And what was that? How did it look on the mill?
How did it look on the mill? So we're going to end up with a 0.73 mill increase on the general fund. And at the same point, we added $30 million in assessed valuation to this year's budget, which adds about $880,000 in additional revenue, or about 5.8% going off memory, for an increase in property tax. And so with that, that's well higher than the consumer price index or inflation. And so I think we're adding to our coffers at Pottawatomie County. A phrase I always like to use was, we're kind of the bank of Pott County. On any given day, there's well over $30 million sitting in the bank accounts. And quite honestly, at this point, we don't really have in place strategic, well thought out plans in that for justifying why we have that money. And until we have that justified and truly understood, it's very, very difficult for me as an elected official to continue to take people's money by force.
All right. Well, by force?
Oh, yeah. We take it by force. Because don't pay your property taxes, and what happens?
Well, true, but yeah, you legally got to pay your property taxes.
You
right?
Legally do.
Yeah, look, hear what Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhofen. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call 75-537-1350. I'm sure Travis would like to answer some of those questions. We also got County Clerk Nancy McCarter in studio, and Travis, we'll probably touch back on the budget here a little bit later. But Nancy, I want to give you the floor for a little bit and tell us what's going on in County Clerk's office over in Pott County, just like here in Riley County. Primaries are coming up just around the corner on August 7th, so I'm sure Pott County is getting prepared for that.
Well, we got early voting going on. We'll have that until Monday noon, August 6th. So if you can't make it to the polls on that day. And we're going to do something new this year. We're going to have a Saturday before election, that's August the 4th, from 8 to noon in our office. You can come in and vote. We've never been open on a Saturday before. So we'll see how that goes, a kind of an experiment. You can advance vote, which is request a ballot by mail, until August 31st, and we'll mail you a ballot. We have 15,000 registered voters in our county, which is a result of a growing county. I've been there 20 years, and each year it continues to climb. So we got a lot of voters and a lot of growth in our county.
What was that number when you kind of first started?
About 12,000. Yeah, so I've been there a day or two. You know, of course, each year we clean up the file a little bit and try to find out where people move. If you move, you need to re-register so we can make sure you get the right ballot. We'll have 7 voting locations on Election Day. We did make one change. In Blue Valley, Green, Shannon, and Spring Creek, you're going to be voting at the new Olsburg Fire Station, which is a really nice facility, and it's very clean and ADA compliant. I think it'll be a good change for them. It's just a couple blocks down the street, but they should be able to find it.
And people can still, if they haven't got themselves signed up for advanced voting and all that, they still can?
Sure. Just call the office, email me, however you want. We got to get an application back and forth, but we can usually do that pretty easy with smartphones. Take a picture of it, send it to me. Get that. We've been mailing ballots daily. We've mailed out about 300 already. Doesn't sound like a lot compared to statewide. I think Kansas has already mailed out 36,000 ballots.
Wow. That's quite a bit. That's, we've heard in our morning newscasts from Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo. He said that the participation in advanced voting has been pretty good in Riley County. Has it been the same over in Pott?
Yes, it's always very well participated in, a lot of interest in it. A lot of people early vote walking in, they like that too, because there's no lines, no pressure, it's quiet, and they get to visit with me, so that's a good thing.
There you go, right? One stop shopping over there in Pott County. Here with Pott County County Commissioner Travis Altenhope and also County Clerk Nancy McCarter, who you just heard from. Again, want to remind folks that phone lines are open now. They'll be open the whole hour, 785-537-1350. We'll have Representative Tom Phillips and Sidney Carlin will be joining us in the second half hour, heading towards about 9:15. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk more Pott County, maybe go over that budget again here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance.